Music by Thomas Barker. We've just heard a performance of CCI. We are in the studio now with three people who knew the composer very well. Jeffrey Hall, a fellow composer with whom he attended Columbia University. Robert Hoyle, a horn player who commissioned the next work we're going to hear, not the piece which I mentioned before. And Russell Diedrich, a conductor and flutist. Mr. Hall, you said that you thought that the title CCI might refer to a gun. I understand he was a avid outdoorsman.
Yes, that was one of the things that brought us together initially and one of the interests we shared. And I wish I could recall offhand what the initials stand for, but if I'm not mistaken, it was named for one of his guns. In one case, I recall he had taken one of his favorite firearms and used its proportions to build a composition.
Hmm.
And most ingenious. I thought it was delightful.
That's very interesting also, especially to find such an avid outdoorsman writing this sort of work in New York, which is
exactly,
you have to
yeah,
be sort of an avid indoorsman to live here, I think.
Exactly. The pace of life makes it rather difficult to get off fishing and hunting, and that was one of the things that both Tom and I enjoyed doing.
Well, where did you go?
Well, we would go off to Pennsylvania and upstate New York. And most of the time we were just tramping through the woods having a good time, but from time to time we would catch something or shoot something.
Tell me something about Thomas Barker's working methods when he was working on a score. We had a catalog mentioned before. Are there quite a few works that remain to us at this point?
The total, as I recall, are about 50, and I can't speak archivally in that sense, but and as far as the composing methods, in his conversations with me, he was fairly brief in how he described it, so I can't speak for it in great detail, although the evidence of the pieces speaks for itself. I do know that he used various kinds of rotations and different shifting proportions and associations with these pitch schemes.
Well, Robert Hoyle is here with us, and the next piece, La Chasse, I understand, is a work which you did commission and which you did play. The title in the French and the whole idea of the chase, how was this exemplified in this work?
Well, I have a funny story about this piece. At one point I asked Tom if any of his music was, well, any of his instrumental music was programmatic. He said, No, I write basically what I feel. And then after studying this piece for only a few days, you know, I got to thinking, you know, he says this isn't programmatic, but it obviously is. The title is La Chasse, which is French for the hunt, and as we now know, he was a very avid hunter and fisherman. He wrote the piece, he entitled the piece La Chasse, because historically the French horn, or the horn, was an instrument that hunting parties would take out. You know, we all know the old da 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 da. There's that among numerous other horn calls that people would use while out hunting. The piece almost, well, I came up with sort of a program that I think fits the piece very well. The piece is in four sections. The opening section seems like the hunting party leaving the estate and going out into the woods. It's the gallop out. The second section being the actual hunt itself, where they're stalking an animal. The third section being when they've got the animal and they're shooting at it. And then the fourth section being very much like the first section, it's the return gallop home. This recording was done at a concert that I played at in Rome, Italy, in 1985, I think it was. So if you hear, if any of you have been to Rome, you know what the traffic's like, so you may hear a little bit of traffic noise. It was done in a church, and the acoustics are very, very live. In a way, it almost enhances the piece, though.
Well, let's listen. This is La Chasse. It's music by Thomas E. Barker, played by our guest, Robert Hoyle.